Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time since 1870, a sitting cabinet member is being impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Some Republicans accuse him of high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. Prospects for a conviction in the U.S. Senate are slim. The White House explains why it is pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's now passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia. Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Much of the bill was already included in an earlier bipartisan border security and foreign aid bill that got rejected by Republicans on grounds it did not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. This separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. At the same time, Ukraine has reportedly destroyed another Russian military ship in the Black Sea. The Northeast will be cleaning up through Wednesday after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when a snowmobile hit a downed wire and travel was snarled along the I-95 corridor. Travel delays on highways and at airports could continue through Wednesday as the region digs out. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A congressional seat once held by embattled Republican politician George Santos will now be taken by a Democrat following a special election in snowy conditions in New York this week. Laura Winters has that story.
Former Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi wins the special election in House District 3.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump.
He beats Republican Mazi Philip, an Ethiopian Israeli immigrant. The split in the House, now 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. I'm Laura Winters.
Has the O.J. Simpson murder case actually been solved? USA's John Schaefer explains.
Texas private investigator 86-year-old William Deere claims to have solved the O.J. Simpson case, which has consumed him for the past 30 years. Deere asserts that the knife discovered at Simpson's residence was not the murder weapon. He alleges to have acquired the actual murder weapon from an abandoned storage unit's auctioned contents. Furthermore, he contends that O.J. is innocent and implicates his son Jason as the killer. Deere believes advancements in DNA technology could facilitate an arrest. Jason Simpson has never been formally named as a suspect in the case.
Usher's Super Bowl halftime performance was a big hit for U.S. households. More than 30 million of them tuned in Sunday, which equals roughly 100 million actual viewers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. We're going to be visiting with the best-selling author, Jerry Jenkins, in just a few moments. The Chosen, the book series, this is the third installment. The Chosen and I Will Give You Rest. 21-time New York best-selling author, Jerry Jenkins, author of The Chosen and I Will Give You Rest. As I mentioned, the third installment of this novel series. He shares the biblical and historical context featured in the novels and series as an artistic understanding of Jesus and his disciples, similar to other films or novels based on the life of Jesus. And why the continued success of The Chosen series and teasers for the upcoming season. We've got this and more to talk about, so stay with us right now and welcome Jerry Jenkins. Jerry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, you've been on such a roll, and of course, people have known you from, your previous multiple success of the Left Behind series, sold over 63 million copies, and of course, your success continues with this, the third installment of the Chosen book series.
Yeah, it's been great fun. This project, of course, is the creation of my son, Dallas, and this is really all his. And so I feel like I'm sort of pressing my nose up against the glass, asking if I can play too.
Right.
He's allowed me to do this, and it's been great fun.
Well, and the thing that might be unusual, people say, well, wait a minute. Why is Jerry giving us the third, of the third, based on the third season, when the third season has been completed and we're getting ready to go into season four?
Yeah, the novels are to really add benefit. We don't want to just mirror what's been on the screen. When you see something in the novel that has been on the screen, it's going to be the same thing. But I'm adding even more imagination and more inner monologue and the motivations of the characters. They might even see some new characters and new dialogue. So the novels could stand alone, but they really are a great companion. And I'm getting gratifying response from readers who say that they watch the series, but that something might have slipped past them. They didn't quite understand it. They read it in the novel and they get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the beauty of the novel is that, well, even like the series, Jerry, I'll tell you, I read or watch certain episodes and going, how did I miss that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I watch these things sometimes 20 times to write these novels. And I never get tired of one scene. They all move me emotionally every time. There's something really magical about this whole series, and it's a privilege to get to work with it.
Well, no doubt, in Christian circles, we often talk about the anointing of a project. It could be a song, in this case, a project. Certainly, you experienced it immensely with the Left Behind series. No doubt that the whole Chosen series has been anointed. This is the supernatural impact. The spiritual impact that it has had universally is remarkable, isn't it?
It really is. And I think when something like this happens, it reminds you how little you have to do with it. I don't want to sound falsely modest, but Dallas has the same feeling that this thing is bigger than we are.
Right.
Even though it's his creation and he brings a lot to the table, you know, we want to be really careful to say we're just holding on for dear life. And as Dallas likes to say, we bring the loaves and fish. It's God who does the miracles and the multiplying, and we're seeing that happen.
Yeah, exactly. And no doubt, I mean, the whole team, the writing of these episodes, and of course, you can appreciate it from your perspective as a writer. It, is just so, uniquely powerful and inspirational, isn't it? And on a whole nother level, it seems.
Yeah, and that's been what makes it really easy for me. Usually when I'm writing a novel, I'm creating something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And that can be a grueling process, and until I get the story down and have something to work with, I'm really struggling. Mm-hmm. With this, I've got the, you know, obviously the TV series is based on the Bible, but mm-hmm. they're adding creative, you know, they have creative license to add plausible imagination to it and add characters and add dialogue and help it come to life and say, here's what we know happened, and
right.
and you see that on the screen, and here's how it may have led up to that. And then I get to do the same. So I'm kind of deconstructing and writing it afterward. And the sequence is already there. We know the story. So that makes my job a lot easier. But it's really been challenging and fun.
Yeah, I bet. And Jared, what happens in those moments is you're going through and you're deconstructing and you're, you know, putting it in novel form. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to new revelation. What do you do?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. You know, this is my 50th year as a novelist, and so I should, you know, some of this stuff should be old hat to me, and it's not in this case. As I say, it moves me every time. And when I see something new, I'm just grateful for it, and I want to make sure I stay out of the way and don't intrude and just let the Spirit speak through me and hope that readers benefit that way too.
So when that happens, do you call Dallas up and say, Dallas, this is what God showed me. What do you think?
Yeah, so we do that a lot. You know, we just interact on stuff like that. One of the things that I know is not my wheelhouse, and that's script writing. He and his co-writers are brilliant at that. Mm-hmm. And I love to see what they do. They're so creative. So I don't intrude on their meetings, but I do love to let him know what kind of angle I'm taking and see what he thinks of it. And you know, obviously he's always thrilled with what I do. The joke in our house is I always thought everything Dallas did was brilliant, but this time I was right.
I'm sure he kind of appreciates that that backhanded sort of compliment, right?
Yeah, he used to be known as Jerry Jenkins' son, and I'm now known as Dallas Jenkins' father, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I think that's great.
Well, I think when the mantle is exchanged and passed on like that, this all becomes part of your legacy, and you've got so much to be proud of in what Dallas has been accomplishing and how God is moving in and through his life and how he's blessing the entire world for that matter, Jerry.
Yeah, and Diana and I get asked every day, you know, how proud we must be of what Dallas is doing, and we like to say we're as proud of who he is as what he's done. He's really become a man of God.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you can be touched by this series that God has put in his lap and not be changed. I mean, probably, and I'm sure you could address this, the Dallas that you knew before The Chosen versus the Dallas that you know now.
Yeah, I've really seen him grow. And the interesting thing about this is the phenomenon of Left Behind hit me when I was in my mid-40s. But believe it or not, that's been 28 years ago that Left Behind book came out. And Dallas is now in his late 40s. And we feel like it's been very enriching that it happened at this stage, these stages of our lives. Because had it happened when we were in our 20s, we might have got our heads turned and thought we'd done something, we'd accomplished something. Uh-huh. But when you're in your 40s, you have a different perspective of family and people and life. And you realize if God is in something, you need to just hang on for dear life, get out of the way, and let him speak through you. And let the phenomenon take care of itself. Stick to the knitting.
Exactly. We're talking with Jerry Jenkins. His book, It's the third installment, novel number three, The Chosen, and I Will Give You Rest. The message of this third season is right there in the title, Jerry, right?
It is, and it's basically, you know, the main story is Simon Peter and his wife. Now, we know he was married. From Scripture, we know he was married because his mother-in-law was healed by Jesus. She right. was sick, and he healed her.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Yeah, It's so relatable. You're exactly right, Jerry, that and you know, in some cases where people want to hold on to the Word of God in such a way that, nope, that's the way it's supposed to be, it's a little bit of a stretch for them. And I think as a result, they fail to appreciate the dynamic, and the ideas that the Chosen, you know, brings to bear because, like you said, the characters are relatable. I think it causes us to think a little bit deeper and maybe even pause on those moments that, the Chosen has focused on. You know, whether it was, little James in dealing with his issue of healing, how could he go out and talk to people about healing when he himself clearly has not been healed?
Yeah, those things are so important. And I think that people are finding the people who criticize it will say, you know, that I didn't see that in the Bible. But I think astute readers and astute viewers can. They know the difference. When we get to the sermons or the miracles that are on the screen, they're exactly the way they're portrayed in the Bible. But sometimes that's only two or three verses.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say, look, what might have been the conversations that led up to that? What might have been the circumstances that led up to that? And as they say, if somebody is astute, they know which part is that absolutely biblical and what part is creative imagination. But the key is plausibility. These writers have decided this may be the way it happened. We're not saying it's scripture. And when we get to the truth of scripture, we render that just exactly the way you see it in the Bible.
Exactly. Well, and you know, one of the underplayed parts of the life of Jesus is his humanity. Hmm. And I think what the writers have done here is has really, you know, brought that to bear to where we can relate to Jesus. Beyond the Son of God, but as a fellow humanoid here on earth, coming down from heaven to earth, you know, relating all that we're dealing with. And, as you and I talked the last time, with a sense of humor, huh?
Yeah, he has a sense of humor. There's the camaraderie. He has friends. They disappoint him, and sometimes they question him.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him real. I mean, I think this is one of the things that Dallas struggled with as a young man. He saw all the TV shows and films about Jesus.
Right.
And he was a lover of Jesus, but Jesus was portrayed so ethereal and as God, but the man part was not so prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to relate to. How do you relate to somebody who's perfect? Well,
right.
we can relate to that sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And we can relate to people around him who are flawed and are just like us.
Yeah. The other thing I think was a challenge for most of us Christians in looking at the way Jesus was depicted, even the quality, or you might even say the lack of quality of the filming.
Right.
I mean, this whole project is absolutely first class. It honors God. It really inspires people of faith to going, you know, to agree that this is the way. I mean, you know, if the secular world can have all these production values, why can't people of faith, why can't Christians be able to demonstrate the high quality of Hollywood?
Yeah, and that was one of Dallas's real goals. And I think what's been really gratifying to him is that people who are not believers are saying, even if you don't believe this stuff, this is a good story and it's well told. And of course, we don't want it to stop there. We want them to be convinced. Well, they're more likely to be convinced with good quality and with relatable, believable characters than they would be if they just saw something and went, well, it's a church basement video, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. And I think Dallas and his co-writers are really at the forefront of doing that right.
Yeah, I've always said that in the absence of message, you better have a lot of money. This has plenty of message,
right.
and it's powerful. And, you know, the exponential benefits of the quality of this program is clearly seen by the response of the people who loyally follow the program.
Yeah, it's become an international phenomenon. We rarely mention the TV series Baywatch in the same sentence as The Chosen, but Baywatch is the leader in, I think it's been translated into 60 languages. Mm-hmm. And even left behind, I mean, we're at 38 or 40 different languages. But Baywatch is the most widely translated TV series in history. Mm-hmm. The Chosen is on its way to being translated into 600 languages.
600? Wow, yeah. Jerry. That's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, that many. That is huge. I mean, would you think that a series like this would literally fulfill biblical prophecy that the gospel message would go out to every ends of the earth?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. And, when I was doing the Left Behind series with Dr. LaHaye, mm-hmm. we were looking at the prophecies, and a lot of the prophecies we were wondering, are these just symbolic? Because when they talk about everybody sees the two witnesses that are preaching, they get assassinated and they get resurrected. Mm-hmm. And the whole world sees this at the same time. And we're wondering, how is that possible? Well, now here we are in the 21st century with satellite television and internet, and people do see something around the world all at the same mm-hmm. time. And then you see the proliferation of the Chosen words in every country of the world now. And mm-hmm. has been seen 500 million times. When Scripture talks about the gospel going to every nation, every tongue and tribe, it's starting to happen. And, yeah. and of course, this has been happening for decades with other similar projects. But it's just exciting to be at this stage of history and to be potentially a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, do you have the sense of the I don't want to say necessarily immediacy, but certainly, what's happened with The Chosen is that it has, been rather rapid. We often hear, for a time such as this, there seems to be a lot about, God's timing in terms of how this has exploded on this and literally has exploded on the scene.
Yeah, I think, ironically, COVID really, really contributed to the, mm-hmm. to the explosion of The Chosen because, people were in their homes. They had nowhere to go. They had nothing to do. And here's this new TV series that you can binge watch for mm-hmm. free. And so people had time to watch it. And then they got hooked on it. And now that COVID, hopefully is over and we're out and about, people are still wanting to know what happens next in the story. And so that has contributed to it. And, of course, what's happening in Israel right now,
exactly.
Everybody's even interested now in the Left Behind stuff again because prophecy seems to be being fulfilled. The scriptures tell us that Israel will be attacked from every side, and then you're to watch out for the great bear of the north and the great army from the east.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. LaHaye believed, and I agree, that looked like Russia and China. So keep mm-hmm. your eyes on them.
Well, and that's the point of all this is that, preparation is key. Being mindful is key. Being aware. I've often told Jerry that when Israel became a nation again, when you consider God's prophetic clock, it's as if the hour hand was set at that moment. And what has been passing since have been minutes and seconds leading us to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. And, the signs are there. They're, they seem so obvious. I mean, even to the point that, Billy Graham, before he passed, he was asked by a reporter, Billy, are these the last days? He said, oh, no, these are the last of the last days. So, to your point, things are moving quite rapidly, and more and more as we see what's happening, all eyes are on Israel. They're in the Middle East, and we're seeing again the fulfillment of prophecy as Israel continues to be under under siege. They haven't gotten to that point yet where they're living without walls and are feeling safe, but we know that that's the coming chapter, isn't it?
It is, and to see the lunacy of on some college campuses of people supporting these people who attack and massacre and things like that, it's just craziness. But that's also been prophesied, and so we can see it.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. California's national reputation is plummeting. USA's John Schaefer explains.
That's according to a recent survey by the Los Angeles Times. The sentiment transcends party lines, with 48% of Republicans viewing California as not really American anymore. Despite its progressive stance, 30% of Democrats feel the state is excessively liberal, whereas 81% of Republicans concur. A majority of Republicans also believe California's standard of living is inferior to most states, contrasting with one-third of Democrats.
Tiger Woods is securing a new apparel deal following the termination of his long-standing and lucrative partnership with Nike last month. The professional golf veteran revealed he's collaborating with TaylorMade to introduce a new brand called Sunday Red. According to the company's website, the line set to debut on May 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
Yeah, and it's quite the commentary on leaders, whether it's leaders at universities, leaders in homes. You know, before we go and attack somebody else and critical of somebody else, we need to maybe pause for a moment and take inventory of as much it would count on any one of us. What are we doing? What kind of responsibility do we have in raising up the next generation, right?
Yeah, I'm privileged to be on the board of the Colorado Christian University, and we're really taking a hard stand in support of Israel, praying for Israel. And our chancellor, Dr. Don Sweeting, is writing op-ed pieces, you know, frequently, just really telling the true story of what's going on over there and how we should rally for support.
How are the kids responding, Jerry, when leadership comes and says, oh, you know, okay, there's boundaries here, or I'm going to tell you about this, as opposed to just allowing, you know, kids to run amok and say, well, you know, I've got freedom of speech and I can do as I darn well please.
Yeah, it's been really gratifying to see how students respond. You know, Colorado Christian University is decidedly pro-life and conservative and pro-Israel. And the kids are really rising up and taking action. They're becoming activists for God.
Well, this is awesome because, see, I think, you know, the mainstream media is not going to report on this. And we've been saying for quite a while that what we're witnessing are what I call bonfires of revival happening around the world. Okay, I think sometimes we can become so American-centric that we think it's all about America. But, you know, we hear about what's happening in these underground churches, these home churches in China, of all places, and in Muslim nations. You know, what is the truth of God is going out there. And what I see, and you've written about this before, is that when there is a rise of evil, there's also a rise of righteousness, isn't there?
There is. And I've been, my very first book, 50 years ago, was about a young evangelist who's now not so young, and he's still preaching around the world, but he does it from his home in San Antonio, Texas. Sammy Tippett, he has a room in his house where he preaches to live audiences of tens of thousands. And just recently in India, tens of thousands were listening to him. Here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning or so in San Antonio. And he's preaching his heart out in the bedroom, and these people are hearing it live. They've got counselors there, and people are coming to faith. It's just amazing.
Well, Jerry, The Chosen, and I will give you rest, the book, the novel here. What do you want the reader to draw from this?
Well, the whole point of The Chosen series and the point of these novels is we want people to know and love Jesus more. And so we're trying to make him as relatable as possible. We definitely don't want it to be a substitute for Scripture, a substitute for church, a substitute for fellowship with one another. We want people back into the Bible, back to their churches, back together. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that happen. And we hear from people all over the world who say they've got this fresh new look at Scripture, and they're eager to read their Bibles again.
You know, you and I talked, maybe about a half a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, because I was trying to get in contact with Dallas because I thought that the message of The Chosen needed to be, or the opportunity was that the message of The Chosen could be, mass marketed in a sense, even though in marketing terms, some have said mass marketing is dead. But I still believe that it's viable. Only because maybe I'm ornery, maybe because I've been in marketing, you know, most of my life. And the message, I Will Give You Rest, was, you know, one of the messages that I thought was important because of what I saw happening is that people are restless. They're worn out, Jerry. And the message that Jesus gave us then that is, it seems to be more appropriate today because of the nature of the culture. I think the culture is looking for rest. In fact, there was a recent survey. They asked people, if you had another hour a day, what would you do with that hour? You know what the number one answer was? Sleep.
Wow. I can identify with that. And, you know, the first two novels were I Have Called You by Name and Come and See. And people responded to that. Those are things that people have said in Scripture. But when they get to that third one and it says, and I will give you rest, people say, boy, I could use that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're longing for.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. My point was that, you know, as a marketeer, and I don't know, it's just the way God's wired me. You know, you talk about what's in Dallas's wheelhouse. And, the way God's wired me is that he's allowed me to look beyond the horizon to see where's that energy? Where's that wave? I grew up on the West Coast and, did a little surfing. So I would watch and participate in surfing. And I knew that, you always wanted to be in front of the wave, right? Where all the energy was behind you and, you expended less energy and you enjoyed the ride. If you were just alongside the wave, try as hard as you can. You never got in front of it. You'd wear yourself out. And if you were behind the wave, then you were just an observer, you know, because it was all happening in front of you. And so, my point is that in watching the way the culture and the way things are running, you know, around the world, whether we're talking about Israel, whether we're talking about what's going on in China, you know, Russia, just anywhere, pick a place, Ukraine. There's this movement, that, and this momentum that's taking place, and the opportunity for people of faith is where can we be in front of that? God says that he'll place you in that position, as I believe that he's done with The Chosen. He's placed The Chosen in that right place so that it's not that Dallas and the team have to chase after it. The momentum is there. It's more the people getting in front of this momentum and being blessed by it, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, people often say, if you want to be productive, find out where God is working and get there.
Exactly.
And I feel like the chosen's on the front lines.
Yeah, without a doubt. Jerry, in all your writing experience, have you ever gotten to that point where you just can't formulate an idea? You know, some would identify it as writer's block.
You know, I teach writers online. I've got about 2,000 online writing students, and they ask me that all the time. And I tell them I think writer's block is a myth, and of course they cry out because they're suffering from it right now. I know the feeling some days of getting up and thinking the last thing I want to do is put words on the page, but there's always something to do. If you don't feel like writing, you can research and you can think and you can outline and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But no other profession can claim this malady. It seems unique to writers. You can't call your boss and say, I can't come in today because I have worker's block. You'd be laughed off the phone, or you'd be told never to come in again. Right. So I think if people just remind themselves, this is a conceit only for writers, and, you know, it's a job, so get your seat in that chair and do your job.
Yeah. How do you go about writing a book?
Wow.
I know that's a big question. You mentioned you do this online and you're trying to be like, you know, because a lot of people say, you know I have a book within me. I'm working on three right now. And I just, you know, it's like I go from one to another. And I've had people say, Bill, you just need to focus on one. Yeah, but my thoughts don't focus on one, you know? And, so it's interesting. So I'm curious from your approach, how do you go about writing a book?
Yeah, that's an interesting approach that you're talking about. If you're a creative, while you're writing, you're thinking of other ideas too, and they all, you know, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. What I've trained myself to do is while I'm writing, I get another idea, I want to chase that rabbit, and something new always seems more exciting. Right. And I say, all right, I'm going to jot that down, put it in a file, I'm going to finish what I'm doing now. And when I have a list of ideas, like most creatives do, right, at some point you need to just get away and prioritize those and say, get it down to which one of these do I feel the most passionate about right now? Which one will draw me back to the keyboard every day? And I'm going to finish that before I get into any of the other ones. And you know, I don't want to sound falsely modest, but I really feel I'm mono-gifted. I've only been given this one gift of writing. I don't sing or dance or preach. I just write. And so I feel obligated to exercise that gift. And that's why I do it. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing it, I'm focusing on one until I finish. Otherwise, I'd never get anything done. I'd be starting 10 projects at the same time.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
What a gift. What a gift to our faith and his legacy that he's left behind. And in fact, that you got to know him so well and you get to share with our audience, what a special man of God that, Dr. LaHaye was. This is incredible. You know, you mentioned something that's important here and for people to realize. And I know that, this comes up from time to time when there are meetings and people, you know, talking about the Chosen, is that, the topic comes up that we need to pray for Dallas and the team, for all the artists that are involved in this series, because, the Chosen is something that is quite an offense to the demonic, isn't it?
It's true. And, obviously anytime something's successful, it gets critics, and that can weigh on a person. Dallas has a pretty good attitude about that. Mm-hmm. I was a little more thin-skinned when we would get criticism for Left Behind. I could take it, but I didn't like people criticizing Dr. LaHaye because I knew, what a generous guy he was and what a man of God he was. I mean, so often we'd be at signings, and all of a sudden he'd disappear from next to me, and I'd look up, and he'd be in the corner praying with somebody. Okay. And then you get letters from critics saying that, you know, he's only doing it for the money or some crazy thing like that. Mm-hmm. But with Dallas, when he gets criticism for The Chosen, he just says, "Dad, you know, I don't mind the criticism, and it doesn't bother me. I just let it roll off my back. I put it on Facebook, and then all the people that support us will take on the critic for me." He said, "I can't please everybody. I just need to stick to what we're doing and stay at the task." So that's great. But do pray for Dallas. His family has been attacked a little bit. He's got one daughter who's had some severe physical issues, and she's our precious granddaughter, and so, and we know that's all part of the enemy's attack to distract Dallas and to get in the way of the project too.
Well, and when these attacks come on, I mean, even the critics, it's like good on them. At least they're paying attention, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, any kind of attention is good attention for a project like this.
Yeah, because the worst thing you want to do is to be, you know, I think the worst thing that happened to you is that you become irrelevant and people ignore you, right?
Yeah, in fact, I get that when, you know, I don't get recognized as much as I used to, you know, like Dallas does. He can hardly go anywhere anymore. But people recognize me, they'll apologize and they'll say, well, I hope you don't mind if I ask for a picture or an autograph or something. And I say, I'm not offended and I'm not annoyed at all. It'll bother me when people stop asking for that.
Right. Well, part of Dallas's challenge is he's so darn tall. I mean, he can't enter a room without, you know, people noticing him, right?
Yeah, he's kind of a force of nature. He's 6'4" and about 220 and in great shape, and
yes.
and he's articulate, and so yeah, people know who he is now, and that's just part of the process.
Well, in novel 3, The Chosen, and I Will Give You Rest, you go through the entire third series. What is your favorite part of this, Jerry?
I think, like most people, the climax of this is when Simon Peter is trying to walk on water.
Mm.
He takes his eyes off Jesus, and during that whole scene, he's questioning Jesus. You know, why are you healing other people and you let our unborn baby die?
Yeah.
And he's been at enmity, really, with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is telling him that it's for his good and he'll grow through this. And when he starts to sink and cries out and Jesus saves him, he pleads with him, don't let me go.
Yeah.
I can identify with that. And I think any reader can identify with that. We know in our flesh we're weak, we're finite, and we don't want Jesus to let us go. That's the theme of this book.
Well, and that's also, you know, where faith comes in, is that we have, it's a bit of a paradox because we're seeing with eyes of faith, you know, by the Holy Spirit and by God's grace, but yet we're living in this world.
Yeah.
I got to imagine, Jerry, that Jesus' appreciation for God's creation grew so exponentially that he must have just, you know, if this is even imaginable, you know, what kind of conversation he must have with the Father, you know, because he's kind of like, you know, he's gone into God's creation, seen a fallen world, experienced it, was sacrificed and crucified on the cross, you know, for our freedom, you know, from death and from sin. And what stories he must relate back to the Father.
And he did this. I mean, whenever anybody wonders about the love of God through Christ, yeah. He did this while we were yet dead in our sins.
Exactly.
I mean, we were worthless. And he loved us anyway, in spite of ourselves.
Yeah. And I guess maybe in some sense, Jerry, we get a little glimpse of that, is that even as unworthy and as bad as it may seem that we are, you know, God's Spirit and his love still draws us home where we know that we can finally have rest, right?
And that's, you know, that's the beauty of grace, I think. I mean,
yes.
It's unfathomable. It's really, truly undeserved. And when we know that, you know, and sometimes critics on the outside, they say, you know, what kind of faith is that? You all think you're a bunch of dirty, rotten sinners, worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And only God can save you. And I say, that's exactly right. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. We've got about 7-8 minutes left here, Jerry. And if we can, for just a moment, it was noted here that you've been a Christian most of your life. I mean, kind of amazing that you would make a profession of faith at an early age. And you've got your mother to blame for that, right?
I do, yeah.
I love
telling that story. There's interesting some interesting aspects to it. I'm the third of four boys, and the first three of us were born within a year of each other, so we were almost like triplets. But my father and my two older brothers were at a father and son thing at church, and I was too young to go. It wasn't for kids that were 6 years old. So I'm home with my mother, and I'm riding the back of the couch like a horse, you know, and she says that really speaks more to the state of the furniture than her parenthood. But they put me at eye level with that famous Warner Solomon painting of Jesus knocking at the door. And it was just a print. We were not a wealthy family. And I was asking my mother about that story. And I said, what story is that from the Bible? Because I'd been to church, you know, all my life, all 6 years.
Yes, right.
And she said, well, that's not a story from the Bible, but that's symbolic. That door is the door of your heart. And Jesus is knocking. He's not going to open the door. You have to open it to him. And she led me to Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Mm-hmm. Amen. Here's my voice and answers the door. I'll come into him and eat with him and he with me. And so she led me to faith that night. And about 15 years later, I meet the woman who's now been my wife for 52 years.
Oh,
amazing. And tell her my story. We share our salvation stories. And she said, well, that's interesting that it's a Warner Solomon painting because my grandfather was also an artist and knew Warner Solomon, lived in the same building with him, went to the same church with him, and even consulted with him on his famous Head of Christ. That's the one that's in every church and every home. It's on fans and funeral parlors and things like that.
Right.
It's the most reproduced painting in history. It's it's been reproduced a billion times. And so one day, you know, we're telling this story and this connection with my wife. Mm-hmm. So one of our shirt sleeve relatives sees a story on PBS television about a guy in Chicago who's down on his luck. And he's shopping in a Salvation Army thrift store, and he comes across these two pictures of Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's a Christ by Warner Solomon. And they're on sale for like $120 a piece. And he talks them down to 100 each.
Mm-hmm.
Gets them. And then somebody says, those look like originals. You should check those out. So he takes them to a curator at a college in Chicago. And the curator tells him, yeah, those are originals. And the oil is worth $100,000. And the chalk is worth $30,000. And so he's trying to sell these, but he's getting offers from museums and foundations. Mm-hmm. And he wants them to go with somebody who you know, would really be special to him.
Right.
So I hear about this. So I call the guy. I said, have you sold those paintings? He said, no. And so he tells me his story. Turns out he's a photographer who worked at a newspaper that I worked at when I was a teenager. He's younger than I am. He came along later. Mm-hmm. And then his mother gave him a Warner Solomon Head of Christ when he was 6 years old. He was raised Catholic.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So we've got all these connections. And I made him an offer on these paintings and, you know, about half maybe of what they're worth. And he said, no, I'd need totally what they're worth. You know, I've got offers that are, you know, that much. I just want to make sure they go someplace special. And so I talked to my wife, I talked to my CPA, and they said, this is destiny, you know?
Yes.
And so I have those paintings now in my home.
How cool is that?
It's you know, we hang them in our TV room. It really affects what you watch on TV when you've got Jesus on the wall.
Oh, I bet.
But they're so special, and they're huge. They're 3 by 3 foot by 4 foot paintings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, I'm going to beg you to take a picture and send me a copy of those.
I'll do that,
Jerry. And again, with the rollout of this in theaters initially, this is a little bit different than previous, right?
It is. They're going to roll out those, I think, all 8 episodes from season 4 in theaters, and then it'll go on the app and be live, it'll be free for everyone at that point.
So it's going to be just a one big, humongous binge watch event, then, huh?
I think so. I'm not sure how they're going to space those out. It might be 2 a week for 4 weeks or something like that.
Right. Well, Jerry Jenkins, again, I cannot thank you enough. Be blessed. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming.
and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.